show where we kick the issues in the balls. This is, I can't even fucking talk today. I'm so fucking pissed off right now. Anyways, yeah, this is the Crutch Radio Show where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against the bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, but if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I personally do not agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Today we're gonna be doing some news articles, but one on which in particular I wanted to focus on. As some of you may know, I like to attack feminism. I love attacking feminism. I think it is one of the most stupid things on the world. I believe that feminism does not promote femininity. I believe it does not promote equality. I think it's just around to beat men down and destroy the family and destroy gender roles. Gender roles being men, being masculine, taking out the trash and doing stuff, and doing manly things like chopping wood and stuff like that, and hanging out with the, and doing, like, silly shit like hanging out with the guys, horsing around. All guys do it. You know, you get with your guy friends, you get some locker room talk going, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But feminism likes to demonize that, likes to demonize everything about being a man. In fact, on many shows, even many women, I hear them say, "Oh, you're such a man," like you're calling him a nigger. Like the term man is now, in line with bigotry. In fact, I've read articles where masculinity is also evil because it's being bigoted towards homosexuality, which is so far from the case. I mean, you know, there are men that like to be feminine. Well, you know. I mean, I don't approve, I don't agree with that sort of thing, but who the fuck am I to tell another man what to do and how to live their life? It's, you know, mazel tov. I mean, if it makes you happy, fine. But, please don't attack me and my choice to be a straight man, a straight masculine male. Someone that's willing to look up in someone's eyes and say, "I don't give a fuck how big you are than me. I'm taking you down." I mean, I've said on many occasions, I don't give a fuck if a person's bigger than me. I don't care if someone is, stronger. You know, you look someone dead in the eye and you'd be like, "You know what, I don't give a fuck if you're stronger or bigger. By the end of the night, your balls are mine." And you're gonna get fucked up, you know, don't think you're gonna win the fight, you're not. Yeah. And see. See, and that, and Chrissy's like, "Oh, my daughters can kick your ass." Yeah, okay. Now who's telling stories? By the way, this show is brought to you by Brooklyn Brewery Beer. Brooklyn Brewery Beer is delicious. And really, there is a Brooklyn Brewery Beer. It's in my neighborhood. It is fucking fantastic. Especially their lagers. Their lagers are delicious. You know, really, check that out. I mean, if they sell Brooklyn, I don't know, I think it, as far out as Jersey, you know, you'll get a Brooklyn Brewery, but I doubt anywhere further than that. Beer, real good beer can only doesn't hold too well. I mean, real good microbrewery beers, I mean, they're made with no preservatives, they're made fresh, delicioso, you know what I mean? Yes. Yes, I should really do a show on beer one of these days. Just really bang it out. And why you should never, ever, ever, you know. You know, never, ever drink a Bud White, Bud Light, or Budweiser ever again. Budweiser, I'm sorry. Well, no, I don't apologize. She's not even a fucking American country anymore. American company anymore. Fucking Budweiser's owned by fucking a foreign nation or something. I forgot they sold it. It tastes like shit anyways. Never drink a butt wipe. What? Yeah. Anyways, yeah, where was I? Guys, we are very physical creatures. We're very simple. We have very simple desires, needs, and we're very straightforward. We don't like, a real man does not bullshit around. Does not pussyfoot around a situation. That's what it is. But here it is. In Latin America, new ads aim to steer men away from machismo. This is from the Christian Science Monitor. And hopefully Russ Dove calls in. If not, I'm going to start playing some dumb shit on him. No, I'm still, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still working on episode 4 of Russ Dove Shoots People in the Face. Lot of writing, hit some writer's block, but don't worry, you will get your episode of Russ Dove Shoots People in the Face sometime this week. Well, hopefully by Friday. Oh, wait, I don't think I got a show Friday. Ha-ha, yes, I'll be attending Apartheid, yes. So anyways, yes, let me go back to this article here, because I always seem to just go and, go into tangents. Anyways, if anybody wants to call in, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
You know what, Christy? You're a lesbian and you know it. And pretty soon I got proof that Christy's a transsexual. Why the fuck in my dreams would I want you to be a lesbian? Yeah, okay, that does me a lot of good if you're a lesbian. Does me a lot of good, yeah. Yeah, you're not using your fucking brain. But, oh wait, I forgot you're a woman. No, I think bisexual chicks are hot. There's a difference.
This dick, retard.
That dick?
This dick, retard.
What dick?
This dick, retard.
The one in your pants?
I love the D.
Wow. Alright. Well, now we know. Now we know. Alright, back to this article, because I'm too busy fucking around with Christy in the chat room. We got Casey up in TalkShoe. What up, Casey? What up, what up, what up? Anyways, yes, a growing number of men throughout Latin America are bucking traditional machismo roles as a wave of anti-machismo ads and campaigns attempt to redefine what it means to be Latino. And you know what? I was doing a little research on this, and who's behind it? They are the feminists, because they're trying to say men acting macho or being masculine is a violation of women's rights. How the fuck is, and they don't even explain, in these Spanish websites, how it violates their rights. They just, juxtapose masculinity with men who beat their wives, or violence towards women. So being masculine, according to a lot of these ads, is dangerous, because they're trying to say that it promotes violence towards women, which is the hugest, biggest bunch of bullshit ever, because masculinity goes hand in hand with chivalry. And if anyone has ever done research on what chivalry is, and really you shouldn't have to do any research on chivalry, it should just be part of your DNA at this point, that it is morally reprehensible to put a hand on a woman in violence. It should sicken you. A real man protects women. A real man does not backhand a woman. Trust me, so we might have that fantasy in the back of our head when you freaking test our patience, but a real man would never put an angry hand on a woman. I mean, in the world, Chris Rock, I never hit a woman before, but I shook the shit out of one once. Oh, you crazy, what the fuck? Yes. But I hate the fact that this is totally New World Order. Totally New World Order. They want to kill masculinity using feminism and homosexual rights, saying that it's bigotry towards homosexuals and that it promotes violence towards women. Hey, the only reason why I will fuck up a faggot is if the faggot fucking disrespected me and grabbed me in my ass. That's it. That's it. Otherwise, you just keep it moving. You can't be bothered with what they fucking do on their own free time. You know, you just fuck it. You know, none of my fucking business. Being masculine also doesn't mean you fucking walk around and you start shit for no reason. That goes hand in hand with chivalry. I mean, seriously, they're trying to redefine what it is to be, and also they try to redefine what it's like to be a man. And men who are chivalrous, who practice chivalry, they use that as a weakness too, because they try to say, well, women can make dumb decisions and put themselves in danger, but a man has to rush in and risk his ass and get his ass shut off. And there's nothing, I mean, look. It's like, you know, it's a man's duty. It is a man's duty. I'm not trying to say it isn't. I'm not trying to say, well, let the bitch die. No, of course not. But ladies, if you love men, don't fucking try to turn them into women. I mean, why do you think there's so many fucking wimps in the world now? Why do you think... You know, why do you think there's so many wimps in the world? Why do you think there's so many men that don't want to be fathers? Why you got so many men that run off? Oh, oops. Oh, okay. Alright. Yeah, we're gonna be getting a call from G.R. Parry soon. We're gonna be we're gonna be talking about Patriot Act. But now we got these ads. I mean, and they're starting with Latin America, cause you know we Latin men are, you know, we believe in proper gender roles. I was raised in a household. In a traditional household, where the woman is subservient to the husband. And I don't mean by subservient, I don't mean a slave way. No, there is mutual respect. Mutual respect, and, you know, men have their roles, and women have their roles. The woman takes care of the household, the man pays the bills. And that's what I grew up with, what it was, but now with all this girl power, all this female empowerment, all that has bred a, wow. Justin Bieber and a disappearing male. So, no, I mean, this is just breeding disrespect towards men. I mean, and I know I'm going to get a couple, women get disrespected, of course women get disrespected too, it goes both ways, but I'm speaking for men to hopefully save masculinity. Yeah, that's lovely. back to this article here. Oops. Back to this article. The reversal of traditional roles might not sound edgy elsewhere in the world. This is happening in Latin America, long caricatured as a hotbed for machismo. It's even odd to some of Vargas' friends who urge him to be the breadwinner. And yeah, in fact, this is what machismo means. This is from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Machismo, a strong sense of masculine pride. Yes. And there's nothing wrong with pride. I mean, pride, the problem comes is when pride mixes with vanity. When pride mixes with, being overly egotistical. But you show pride when you take a shower, when you comb your hair, where you make sure you dress properly. That's showing pride in your appearance. You don't go outside looking like a bum, looking like a slouch, acting a certain way, because you show pride in what you are. I mean, women show pride. They put on makeup. They wear nice dresses. They smell nice. They do their hair good. They do their nails. That's showing pride in their femininity. Taking care of their family in a certain way. That's showing pride in their femininity. But these ads, and this is a global problem. A global problem. Where they're trying to marginalize what it is to be a man. They're trying to change what it is to be a man. And nothing pisses me off even worse than when you have a woman saying, "Be a man! Be a man!" And usually it's the reason because they didn't buy them a fucking Louis Vuitton purse or expensive shoes. "Oh, you're not a man because you can't get me this sparkly bauble from Zales. From Zales." You can't, you know. Yeah, exactly. Where some, like I said on Valentine's Day, that some black dude in Africa is probably walking around with a stubby hand because he tried to steal some diamonds so he could feed his family with a Subway sandwich. And they're like, "No, sorry, nigger, here's your 2 cents for the day."
They have Subways in Africa?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, they're all skinny, like Jared.
There you go.
So how I'm you doing, saying, Louis? How you doing, G.R. Perry? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yes. I actually was covering the passage of the Patriot Act again. 44 Republicans, 44 Tea Party Republicans approved this.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. I mean, where was this? Where was the fucking revolution that we were
right,
all promised?
Right, exactly. You know, once you get into power, all of a sudden you got to play ball, right?
Yeah, and that's what this. I thought that's what this was about. This whole Tea Party movement was about not playing ball. Was about doing everything the pure conservative way to bring us back on track. But I mean, most of the Tea Party Republicans didn't win.
Right.
Didn't win, and the ones we got were probably just the ones that were the infiltrators, like the Sarah Palins, like the CPAC. How sick were you when Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were there?
The biggest problem with the Tea Party movement is that it was hijacked the instant that Rand Paul decided to become part of it.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with Rand Paul? I was expecting him to be his father's son. But he's just a fucking neocon.
Yep. Well, you know, the biggest thing that most people don't realize is that you don't have two parties in this country. You have socialists. And the question is whether they're a Trotskyite socialist or a Stalinist socialist.
Yeah.
But we just call them Republicans and Democrats.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Let me guess. The Republicans are the Stalin. Yep.
Republicans are the Stalinist socialists, and the Democrats are the Trotskyite socialists. The Republicans are the Democrats rather the Chicago-style socialists. Oh, wait. Who do we know recently that's come into power out of Chicago?
Oh, let me guess. Barry Sotero?
Bingo. There you go. Bravo. Who just happens to look almost exactly like Jimmy Carter and is a tool of Zbigniew Brzezinski, just like Jimmy Carter was.
Oh.
Frightening when you start piecing all of these things together. So, but yeah, I wanted to, I don't have an awful lot of time today, but I wanted to share with your listeners out there where they can find to be able to sign the petition that is being sent around to both houses of Congress, and where they can find different information on how they can become involved in trying to ensure that this Patriot Act does not keep getting pushed through and pushed through. Because if you don't know how awful this bill is and how much it destroys civil liberties and trashes the entire Constitution, you definitely need to spend some time educating yourself.
Right. Right. I mean, how did this bill pass to begin with?
Well, the first thing to realize is that the Patriot Act is over 1,000 pages long, and they try to say that it was drafted in response to 9/11, but there's no way that you draft a 1,000-page bill of all the provisions and all the legalese and everything in it in a space of a couple days. This thing has been in existence for over 2 decades. If you study the history of the red flag events and stuff like that, they actually had this set and ready to go as far back as the 1990s with the Oklahoma City bombing. And if you study the history on that, you find out that there were 3 bombs that were supposed to go off in that Oklahoma City. The brother of the governor of Oklahoma actually wrote a book about a federal building being blown up in Oklahoma City, and the guy that did it, his name was Tom McVeigh, and somehow the guy who was supposed the patsy of it was Tim McVeigh. And if you look back on all the old news footage and the newsreels from that day, they talk about the other bombs that were found inside the building. They talk about the second person that was in a van who looked to be Middle Eastern of origin or Arab of origin. And there's so much coincidence behind it that really what happened was that they couldn't pull it off. So then the first time they tried to blow up the World Trade Center in later on in the 1990s, with the truck that didn't get parked next to the columns the way that it was supposed to, but caused an explosion, they had it ready to try and get set to go then. So, I mean, this bill's been in existence for decades and decades and decades,
yeah.
And they've been just trying to create a strong enough event that will galvanize the American public to, we have to have this for our protection and our safety from terrorism, without realizing that the terrorists are all, you know, sponsored by our own people here at home.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is true. But the thing is, this time around, you are even seeing people who are not 9/11 truthers against this bill.
Well, it strips the Constitution totally away.
Yeah.
It allows for a total infiltration by the government into your civil liberties, into your private life. It totally destroys your Fourth Amendment rights. It destroys your Fifth Amendment rights. It destroys your Sixth Amendment rights. It comes almost close to destroying your Fifth Amendment rights. And through various actions and provisions that come along with the continued use of it, they're working on being able to take away your First Amendment and your Second Amendment rights. I mean, this is a draconian, tyrannical, vicious piece of legislation that people in Congress were told that if they didn't approve it and pass it, that all out absolute horrible things were going to happen in the United States, and that people were going to die all over the place. And no one, not a single person who voted for it, ever read a single page of the bill.
Yeah,
how do you vote on something you don't read?
That is true. I mean, that's why you hear commercials for the Read the Bills Act and an act to make bills simpler and keep them at a certain amount of pages. Because 1,000 pages, I think, to me, seems obsessive. Things can be put in simple language most of that is probably like pork. You know, pork barrel spinning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible piece of legislation that should have never been passed. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that it's called an act, which means it's made up of a bunch of statutes, which means it is acting as law. It has absolutely no power whatsoever unless we concede and give it that power. But, of course, we're all duped into believing that the government only does things that are right for us.
Right.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who actually joined the Army, served in Afghanistan, served in Iraq, managed to get out. He's now out of the Army. He's going to college. He's doing the right thing. I got into a conversation with him the other day. We were going back and forth, and I finally asked him, I said, hey, have you read the Constitution? He said, I defended the Constitution. I don't have to read it. And I was stunned that he would just think that just because he had defended the Constitution, that he wasn't under any obligation to try and understand what it was that he was supposed to be defending. I mean, that's like saying...
I mean, I had a cousin who served in Iraq, and he told me the same thing because I started trying to tell him about 9/11 truth. He's like, dude, I was in Iraq for 2 years. I'm done, you know, I done my fighting. I don't want to do any more.
Well, sure. It's easier to just roll over and let, you know, them just have their way.
Yeah, well, we few, we happy few.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, yeah, and so once you read the Constitution, once you understand first and foremost that... Mm-hmm. All police officers, all members of any branch of the armed service, anyone in a position like this has sworn an oath. Even the president himself and every member of Congress has to swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And then you watch and see what their actions are and realize that they aren't doing anything to defend the Constitution, because most people don't know the Constitution's really about, and that's what makes the Patriot Act so dangerous. Most of us had to take government class in school, and most of us went through public education, and public education doesn't teach you what the Constitution really tells you. If more people took the time to read that document, I personally try to read it at least 3 or 4 times a year, front to back.
Yeah,
I have a small little pamphlet of it. It takes about 15-20 minutes to read. There's tons of information that you can find to help decipher it. It is something that every single sovereign American citizen should be able to defend themselves by, because it's the strongest document ever created.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I highly suggest people get themselves a pocket constitution, or the Citizen's Rule Book. The Citizen's Rule Book also has information on how to be a better juror. It also has a breakdown on what's in the Communist Manifesto, what it talks about, and I found it very useful. I found that very useful when they did that summary of the Communist Manifesto, and I understood. I'm like, now I could properly defend my reasons why I don't like communism, because you know what? I want to get paid for my work. I don't want to have to give up everything I earned for the good of the state.
Well, even the Supreme Court has adjudicated and determined that your work, your labor that you do, is private property. Your labor, what you do to earn a living, to make money so that you can pay bills, so that you can buy food, so that you can...
It's
whatever.
A private contract between you and your employer.
Right, but and your labor is your private property.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't owned by the state. It isn't owned by the government. It isn't owned by politicians. It isn't owned by anyone that is acting as a representative for you. It is yours. And the Communist Manifesto eradicates.
I mean, well, the only time they could tax you is if you, you know, have a contract with the federal government when you have a business, when you open a business. That's the only time. Yeah.
Commercial taxes are 100% legal. Taxing, because really, the way that the taxes were originally set up, if you read the Constitution, if you study any of the history of this, if you study what the tax laws are and what the Supreme Court decisions have handed down, an income tax taxes, quote, end quote, income. Income is defined in legal terms as profits made from doing business. It doesn't mean wages. When you work for somebody, you are doing an equal exchange. You are providing labor, whether it's mental labor, physical labor, whatever, in exchange, on an even exchange for what they value your labor at. That isn't profit. That is earnings. And earnings are not taxable. And the Supreme Court handed down decisions in like 1918, 1920, 1923. You can go and research and find all of these things in which they explicitly said that the 16th Amendment that the IRS and other people in government will cite as being the reason why they can have an income tax, the Supreme Court stated that that amendment did not give the government any new power to tax earnings, period. But try and bring that up in a court of law, and you know what happens? Judges will flat out say that those decisions don't matter.
Yeah.
Lower courts that have to hold and maintain to the standard of the highest court in the land will tell you that they will interpret the law. Supreme Court decisions don't matter, which is total BS, but people fall into it and allow themselves to get railroaded because we have for so long allowed ourselves to believe that that's the way that the system works.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they're the ones that have the guns. I mean, I personally have to pay I pay my taxes because I don't have enough money to fight. And there's not enough people that are willing to fight. So it would be it would be like running into battle, you know, butt-ass naked without any weapons. You don't have a chance.
Yeah, but the thing is that people here in this country have forgotten that we outnumber them and we outnumber their bullets.
That is true. However, I mean, you're right, people have forgotten, so that's why they don't stand up.
Yep.
You know, and people who are aware, they're not going to walk into battle knowing that they're going to lose. No one does that. No, if you know you're going to lose, you're not going to want to fight. Well, you're not going to want to try to make stupid decisions. You fight smarter, not. You know, you have to choose your battles, is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. But you see, that's why we do things like this radio show. That's why we send this information around. Like I said at the beginning, I don't have a lot of time because I have other things that I need to do. But I did want to share with your listeners out there a couple different things. Real quick, apparently the House just passed a Patriot Act extension, so the fight now moves back into the Senate. The last time it moved into the Senate rejected it, and that's why it went back to the House. There are several different versions of this bill extensions that are in play right now, some of which do much more than others to respect America's civil liberties, but ultimately it's a horrible thing. There's still a petition out there that can be signed. I just wanted to give people a website that they can go to sign this petition, as well as a place where they can find links to their own Congress people, their senators, their whatever else, to start taking inroads. And even if they do nothing else, start from there and start educating yourself about what's really going on in this country. So I want to give that website to you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a www. It's an ACT.demandprogress.org. That's DemandProgress.org. http://act.demandprogress.org.
Dick.org.
I personally signed the petition just a couple of days ago. I got into a chat with one of the administrators who runs the website and runs the organization. Told him I was going to come on the show and start talking about it. He got all excited about that. So I know he's been listening to your show since then. You know, the more people we can get out there that are involved, that can help spread this word, that can help do this work, better off we're all going to be in the long run. So
that's act.demandprogress.org.
That's correct. And you can sign the online petition right from there. Even if you're not in the U.S., if you are an American citizen living outside of the U.S., stationed overseas, working in a foreign country, whatever, you can still sign this petition because you're still a citizen and you can still affect and to have a voice and a say. And it's so important for us to make sure that we remember that our voices are the voices that government is supposed to listen to. If we collectively all say no, they have to listen, because if they don't, they're in violation of the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold and defend. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys real quick. I'm planning on calling into the show more frequently and just sharing different things that I found and everything else. But I do have to go. I have things that I have to take care of before the night is out.
Louise,
you do a fantastic job. I so thoroughly enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thank you. I try.
You do great, and I've got people that I talk to all the time that I'm getting to listen to you, and, you know, we just have to take the initiative for ourselves to start telling people that there's more out there than what mass media tries to get us to believe.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, man.
Not a problem. My pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. You have a good night, man.
You too. All right. That was G.R. Perry breaking it down, and Christy is chewing out my butthole right now. Because apparently... But Christy, you got nothing. You know, you're not fighting against taxes. I don't got the money to fight, and I know no one is going to help me, so fuck it. Yeah, okay, whatever. They're going to fucking kick my ass for no reason. You're a girl. They'll go easy on you. That's what it is. You don't know what it's like to be a man. See? See how quick women do that? Like, be a man! You don't know what a man is. The fuck you talking about? Be a man. Be a man. Be a man! You don't know what it is. You don't have a penis. You don't know what it's like, man. You're a puss. Whatever. And boop. So anyways, now Chrissy's got getting out of control because, you know, she's all independent now. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some, what's this called? The Roast Beef Curtains. And this is, this freaking thing. This is Fifth Base Girl by the Roast Beef Curtains. Be right back. This is Crotch Shot Radio Show. Fifth base girl, out of control right now. Christie is out of control right now. My fifth base girl likes Diet Coke and Glory Hose. So yeah, check out the Roast Beef Curtains on Facebook. Just do a search, Roast Beef Curtains. They are fantastic. They remind me a lot like Sublime. Sublime, so, yeah. We got 15 more minutes left to the show. Christy's out of control. She's going nuts. Yeah. Yep. What else we got going on here? Yes, man, Swiss say no to gun control votes. Final results showed that 20 out of 26 cantons were against, while 56.3% of the population rejected the initiative, American Free Press reported on Sunday. The proposal was introduced by an alliance of non-governmental groups and center-left parties in order to have rifles stored in armories instead of keeping them at residential areas. In order for the referendum to be passed, both majority of districts and majority of people should have voted in favor of the move. The results have been dashed the hopes of anti-gun campaigners, including women, doctors, and police officers. You know what, chicks? You know, they just... God damn. It's like, I don't know why people are so fucking afraid of guns. And I mean, and the picture they have here is like a criminal with a cigarette in his mouth laughing with a gun pointed. Yeah, that's when you bust out with, aha, you got a pistol? Aha, I have a shotgun. Let's see who gets fucked up the worst. I mean, seriously, ask Russ Dove. Ask Russ Dove. We got Village Diane. Diane, I'm gonna unmute you soon, shortly. We got Russ Dove, who shoots people in the face for every little thing. I mean, really, a Girl Scout comes to his doorstep. You know, it has aspartame sweetened cookies, and he shoots her in the face. I mean, here, look, we got audio.
A surly, self-righteous hermit living in Brent, Missouri, defends his personal freedom with deadly accuracy. So if you're ever in Brent, Missouri, steer clear of this man, because if you cross him, your life will be ended. Because Russ Dove shoots people in the face. Episode 1, Girl Scout Cookies.
Hello, Mr. Dove. I'm selling these Girl Scout cookies to help out get us new uniforms. Would you like to buy a box?
Let's see. Let me take a look at that box. Been eating cookies since I was 4 years old. Oh, licorice. My favorite flavor. Let me look at the ingredients. Looks good. So, wait a minute. Aspartame? Aspartame? You are trying to poison me, young lady. Please get off my property within 5 seconds, or I will be forced to defend myself from you trying to poison me with these unnatural foodstuffs.
But Mr. Dove, they just gave me these cookies. I don't know what goes in them. I don't make them. I'm not trying to poison you. Honest. Please don't shoot me.
Age doesn't matter. God killed young children during the flood. You have 5 seconds. 1, 2, 5. That ought to teach that bitch to fuck with me and give me unnatural food stuffs. Now what the hell am I gonna do with this? There we go. See, I mean, gun control protects you from poisoning your body, too. So. Anyways, we got Diane.
I muted.
Hi, Diane.
Why do I hear myself?
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me try to fix it.
Diane? You are
unmuted. Oh crap. Diane, try calling back, because I can't hear you, because it's a fucking echo. I can't hear it. It's a fucking echo. Yeah. got going on here. We got Diane. Diane has to try to call back. Hopefully she calls back because she had a horrible ass connection. Horrible. Anyways, yeah, this next article, this is from Vigilant Citizen. With 10 minutes left to the show. Oh, hold on, let me see. Diane? And it's gonna mute again? Yep. All right.
Better?
Diane, yes. Yes, much.
Oh, good, good. So did you see that on Facebook, Craig responded to Glenn's speculations about Freemasonry symbol and the We Are Changed logo?
Yeah, no, Craig actually called me, you know, basically with very harsh language pertaining to that. Basically, yeah, he called me blaming. He basically attacked us saying, oh, well, you know, he basically was making the insinuation that since me and Glenn don't have girlfriends or jobs, that we know nothing about Freemasonry.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the connection is there.
Yeah, and of course he made some veiled threats towards me, and I'm like, that's cute.
I know. Did you see the comment he made? It is Glenn, you're a clown, only he spelled your Y-O-U-R. I wish we could get some self-styled leaders of We Are Change that could spell. Luke made many embarrassing spelling errors until he got his girlfriends to help him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the beat goes on with the anti-Scientology movement.
Yes.
There's an interesting post on Operation Klandig. Many people probably don't know this, but the whole remote viewing thing started on L. Ron Hubbard's ship. L. Ron Hubbard's ship, I believe, I don't know if it was called the Free Winds then, but it was on his ship that it started. And there's rumors that L. Ron Hubbard sold the original upper-level processes to the CIA and substitute them with bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot more to this story than people think.
So what was this again? Is this pertaining to the trafficking?
No, but that's an exciting story in itself. Basically, the FBI is saying that they closed the investigation, but I hope they're just saying that. I hope it's not true.
They closed the investigation? Like, yeah, of course, because, I mean, Scientology has that pull.
As what?
Scientology does have that pull, because, I mean, they did, what you told me, yeah. They raided the IRS.
Well, they didn't raid the IRS, but they made the IRS cry uncle. They made the IRS knuckle under. I mean,
wow.
That's unbelievable in itself. But I'm hoping that, I think what happens, you remember, I don't know, how old you were when the Marcoses got thrown out of the Philippines? And the United States was very happy to support the Marcos regime. But when public opinion really went against them, then, you know, we asked them to leave. I think it may be similar with Scientology. I think the more public opinion goes against Scientology, the more likely it is that the U.S. might finally do something.
Right.
Oh, I hope so.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, look, Scientology, the religious part, should exist, should continue existing, but their practices with you know, that violate the rights of human rights, that should stop. I even though I do not agree with Scientology, constitutionally speaking, it should stick around, but personally, it should be destroyed.
And it also makes me wonder about the whole tax exemption for religions, because basically anybody can say that anything is a religion. And you make all kinds of shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe religions should be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should be. Or at least, if not taxed, at least scrutinized. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one, but maybe religion shouldn't enjoy the ability to get away with the shit they do. since I'm a year and maybe started looking. Do a friend quest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know.
Actually,
you
want to. Actually, Elroy Hubbard recently said, if you want to make $1 million, start yourself a religion. So?
Yeah. Yes.
Start a religion. So who is this? This is Christy Krasjewski?
Yeah.
That you're fundraising for? Any,
yes.
Any relation to other Polish people?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess she is related to Polish people. Like Martin Luther King was related to some black people. I mean, I'm related to some Puerto Ricans, I guess. I mean...
I think they're all related to each other.
That was... Oh, yeah, of course, they all know each other. They all, like, they have... They all go in a room, they shake hands, and then after 5 minutes, they fuck off. I mean, come on.
It's a secret handshake.
Yeah, the secret Freemasonic a secret Polish Masonic handshake. It's like, hey, hey, Uncle.
You heard the joke, why did the Polish woman, you heard the joke, why did the Polish woman get an abortion?
Why?
She didn't know who the mother was.
Ah, okay.
That's an old joke from the time when it was politically okay to tell Polish jokes.
I see. Yeah, I
do. I realize that it is very incorrect now, and I apologize to any Polish people I may have offended.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't. I don't
That's
care.
That's why I'm not calling the show, because I can say any goddamn thing I want. Makes it fun. But that was a good guest you had earlier. He had a lot of good information. I hope you'll have him on more.
Yeah, if he wants to call in, I mean, he has an open invitation.
Yeah.
I mean, why does my chat always have to end up with a fight chat? I mean, you know, and here's the thing. You people start talking crap about other people, but they don't give me all the information.
There's something about Puerto Ricans on the chat.
Yeah, he's used to hearing that about Puerto Ricans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Krusty. I mean, they're talking crap about Derek in the Midwest or Mark Jungwirth. Okay, fine, he hid his real name from me. That doesn't bother me. I don't use my real name. Even though people already know it because fucking people like to shout it out.
Well,
but,
I know.
Yeah, you know my... You actually knew me before there was a Louis B.
That's right. I knew you when. You must have just got out of college when I knew you.
What?
Isn't there something on your page about that you came out of college in 2007?
Yeah, it was Internet College.
Internet college.
When I busted my leg up real good doing martial arts.
You have a virtual degree?
What?
You have a virtual degree?
Well, no, it's a real degree. It's from a brick. Okay. I did my research. I mean, for anyone out there, I mean, if you're thinking about doing an internet online college, make sure they have a brick and mortar. Actual brick-and-mortar school, and it's not 100% online. Just make sure that they do actually have a real school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And real accreditation. Because there are a lot of scams out there. They'll charge you $30,000, and then, you know, you'll come out with, you know, yeah, what... The university of these nuts, you know, and you try to go with an associate's degree, it's like, you know, these nuts, university, what?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There was a place during the Vietnam War, there was a place you could write in to, you could become a minister of this church. I don't even know if it had a physical building. But you could become a minister of this particular church by writing in a and sending like $15 or $25, and they would send you back something saying you were a minister. And people, you know, for a while, people used it to get out of serving in the Vietnam War. But you never really know. And I think, you know, you could really say you were a minister. Who's to say you're not?
Yeah, well, you know, they do have colleges to become a minister. I've seen those on TV on Sundays. You know, these mega churches. That actually, I was I saw this movie. You probably remember it, Diane. Remember that movie called? It was by Barry Levinson, called The Last Dragon.
I didn't see it.
It's basically the Shogun of Harlem. Basically,
oh, wow.
You know, it also had this blackhead named Bruce Leroy, and they fought kung fu and shit and.
With
80s music and shit. It's hilarious.
I've seen Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, no, this is...
The Last Dragon.
Yeah, check it out, The Last Dragon, man. I forgot the point I was trying to make. What were we talking about?
I don't know, we were talking about internet degrees, and then we talked about becoming a minister online.
Oh!
And...
Damn.
After that, I don't remember.
I forgot what the fuck the point I was trying to make. Oh, well. I hate when that happens.
Me too. I thought I was the only one that had that happen, but I...
It usually happens to me when I have, like, so many thoughts in my head fighting for supremacy. Yeah, I got nothing.
You're just too smart. You know, there's a Bob Hope poster for sale on your site, right? And according to one... woman who said she was a CIA mind control slave. Bob Hope was one of her handlers. Yeah. She wrote a book, I think it's called Thanks for the Memories, which is was Bob Hope's theme song.
Right.
And she contends that Bob Hope was her handler.
Mm.
And that she was a CIA mind control victim.
Don't you hate it when you're a CIA mind control victim?
Yeah,
when
you
wake up after like 30 years and realize you done
absolutely
jack shit with
your...
You've done jack shit with your life.
You don't have to be a mind control slave to have that happen.
Well, yeah, you could be Luke Wachowski.
I don't think he's been alive for 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, he will be, and it'll be hilarious.
It'll be fun. Yeah, you know, this whole thing was good for him. I think he needed to be away from the movement and away from the spotlight and just be a regular person again.
No, he was on Alex Jones' show today.
Oh, you're kidding me. You're fucking kidding me. About what?
I don't know. About his confrontation of Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, big whoop, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'm more impressed with that 16-year-old kid that yelled at Rockefeller in Chile.
I think who's the one who used to be on with Alex Jones that Alex Jones totally dissed? You know what I mean? Yeah. The one who used to be on right after Alex Jones and then he got kicked off the network.
Oh, Jack
huh?
Blood. Jack
yeah,
Blood.
Yeah, Jack Blood was saying the same thing. Mark Ruffalo, big whoop. Yep. And basically, Jack Blood is still fucking defending Luke. But I guess you had to be there. I really do think you had to be there and see the shit that went down with your own eyes.
Well, you know? not so much. Not so much. He's not defending Luke so much anymore. Because, I mean, the evidence is out there.
He says stuff like, oh, you know, people who work for charities get paid. You know, and I'm...
Oh, really?
He said that recently.
Oh, wow.
That, and it, you know, I heard it in an archived show because somebody called in and said, you know, Luke Sled was stealing money and shit. And, you know, basically Jack Blood has softened his feelings about Luke because he said, oh, you know, people do get paid. And that really bothered me because I know that there was a couple of members who offered to pay him, and he like either ignore them or said I'm not in it for the money. So it really pissed me off. You know, it was an archive, so I couldn't respond.
Yeah.
But people, that's why I say, if you weren't there and you didn't see what was going on, people still think Lucas is great activist and shit. You know, it's fantastic and stuff. So, well, I guess we'll keep these hope alive. It's
yep.
frustrating, but what can you do, you know? I mean, people, you know, apparently when Luke does visit various gear change outposts, you've said he isn't always all that well-liked.
Yeah, no, a lot of people see him. I mean, if he was to go to freaking Europe, oh, they'll tear him apart.
Really?
I mean, according to my contacts, they're like, fucking Luke. Fuck Luke.
Mm. Is that because of the same reasons or because of other stuff?
The same reasons, letting the Freemason in the group.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. In New York, I mean, I'm just glad that there are other groups. I'm glad there's New Jersey. I'm glad there's all those other groups because I don't know about the New York group. I mean, I did go and everybody was nice to me. Everybody was very welcoming. There's a lot of new faces. But...
Yeah, I mean, When Craig called me, he was trying to invite me to go to Ground Zero and go to a meeting, and I'm like, yeah, if I go to Ground Zero, you're gonna try to play me like you played Nico, and I don't like Nico Holt either. I think he's COINTELPRO myself, and I think he's messed up in the head. You know, I actually saw Ryan Rodriguez 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him, too.
Oh, God,
I don't know. I mean, it does look like kind of, you know, mend fences. He was very friendly to me when I came to a meeting. It's just I feel very wary about getting involved again with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, he was trying to
invite
me to... I want
to see them get a bank account first. Before I fucking...
Well, they said
meeting,
they did.
I want to see them get a bank account.
I mean, they, according to Craig, they did, but I don't think, you know...
All right, when I was over there, it was about a month ago. Maybe 6 weeks at the most.
Yeah, hold on, Christy.
Still
have
no bank account.
Hold on, Diane. Christy wants some infinite love. Here you go, bitch. Infinite love is the only way, baby. There
so
you go. Infinite love and consciousness is the only way.
So, Dave, it's very David Icke of you.
Yeah, that's the Chris Gio way of giving infinite love and consciousness by being as violent as possible to a woman.
You're shooting it at her.
At women, yes. Because infinite love and consciousness, according to Chris Gio, is the utter hatred of women and treating them like they're bitches and hoes.
Okay, that's sort of along the lines of that guy who shoots people in the face?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that little skit that you did is hilarious. I mean, I don't know. I know that guy really didn't like the kind of joking you were making. I heard it that night. But that little skit that you made with the Girl Scout is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and you don't even know that man. Cause...
I spoke to him. I mean, I didn't speak to him. I heard him on your show.
Yeah.
And I heard it when you started the shooting people in the face bit, when you started doing, you know.
Yeah.
And he really didn't like that. He really didn't like it.
Oh, no, he was pissed. He's still pissed.
You're the Howard Stern of the movement, you know? Maybe you don't like that comparison, but I think you're sort of the Howard Stern of the movement.
Yeah, because no one really gets me, and everyone... The thing I don't like about a lot of people in this movement is they think they're so fucking holier than thou. They're so sensitive. They're like,
that's
oh my God,
like
you cursed.
Anonymous. It's like nobody's like that in Anonymous.
I know.
I mean, there's quarrels that I have with the group. No group is perfect and nobody's perfect. But, like, they're so opposed to anybody taking themselves seriously or anybody saying, we got to do this, we got to do that. You know, they'll say, oh, shut up, I'm not your personal army, you know? I mean, it's a serious issue, but I have a feeling that the whole way Anonymous protests and the stuff that's been going on in Egypt, these very decentralized movements, I think that's the wave of the future. Those are the ones that are going to be successful. fun and they don't take themselves seriously. You should come down. There's another... Hello, Louis?
Yeah, no, I'm here. There's another
raid on this weekend, the 19th. Is this weekend the 19th? Yeah, there's another raid. You should come.
Yes, I will.
It's the third anniversary. You should come.
Yes.
Yeah, and they ask about you. Some of the Anons ask about you.
Yeah, hold on. I got Crispy T from Australia. He used to be on his show. They didn't mind that he didn't mind that I cursed on his show. In fact, they used to encourage me to curse as many times as my heart desired. As my heart desired for comedic and for entertainment purposes. Yet now he won't listen to my show because I curse too much. I'm like fucking hypocrites. I'm tired of these hypocrites. They're like, oh my God, you curse too much. You have crotch in the name. Oh my God. Nick, you know what? I don't talk about insertion.
You don't talk about what?
Insertion.
No, I guess you don't.
You know, I don't
you're
get
not,
porn.
You're not
you
real
know.
Dirty. You're not real dirty.
You don't think so?
Oh. Now you're disappointed.
Damn.
Not that dirty. Not terribly dirty.
I'm more shocking. I mean, I'll you know, I don't take anything sacred.
I see that, except, I don't know, I think there's a couple of things that you still take sacred.
Like what?
Well, your religious beliefs.
Not so much anymore.
What?
Not so much anymore. I just hate it when people throw it in my face like I did something bad. Like I had a choice. Shoot. No, this is not a rerun, you jerk off. Fucking Dave. Go, Dave. It's like, is this a rerun?
The show's not still on, is it?
Yeah, it's still on. It's still on.
Oh, okay.
I decided to go overtime. Because we had a good conversation. I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, thank you.
Because you call in so rarely and, you know. I'm still I'm still hoping one day that you'll send me some nudie pics. Oh shit, did I say that out loud?
I think I looked better with clothes on.
I'll be the judge of that. Yeah. So anyways.
For anybody that wants to come, there is another anonymous raid this coming weekend, and it is the third anniversary.
Yeah, I'll show myself.
I might even troll the Black History Lives.
Yes. As you know, I am from the tribe of Ephraim, according to the Black Israelites. So I get the most respect. I get the most respect out of all y'all.
That's right.
I'm like, I'm from the tribe of Ephraim. Go fuck yourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, and there's another Jehovah's Witness in the group. Maybe he'll show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's not white either, so I guess it's a... You know, we're very tolerant. Very, very tolerant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I'm going to be known for. Oh, crap.
So I don't know.
What?
So you go up to the Black Israelites and say, look, I'm from the tribe of Ephraim. You better freaking listen to me.
Kiss my ass! I'm from the tribe of Ephraim!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the Cubans hate me because apparently the Ephraimites are a lot higher than whatever tribe the Cubans are from.
Oh, Cubans think they're higher than anybody.
Yeah.
Cubans always had their nose in the air. Back when there were not that many Hispanics in New York, if you would meet a Cuban person, like the first thing they would tell you after, like, hello, my name is Juan or whatever, first thing they would tell you was, I'm not Puerto Rican. First thing they would say.
Yeah.
Really stuck up people. Well, I guess there's some nice ones too.
Just the ones that strip for money are the nice ones.
Oh, those are the nice ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of the Cubans. I guess I mean a lot of them came from sort of wealthy families in Cuba. The ones that made it here.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that escaped out. And the Y-O-U.
Y-O-U. K-Y-O-U. Exclamation point. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, you can make a theme song. Hot Shot theme song.
Yeah. Christy, yeah. Jesus Christ, we're making jokes. I was... Anyways, like to give a big shout out to Casey, Go Dave, Louis B. Oh wait, that's me. Christy, Anon, 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 Anon. And Diane and GR Perry for calling in. Great call. Come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. Subscribe to us on Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, Twitter. Get to Twitter. I Twitter a lot. I do the tweets. I don't, you know, don't expect me to tell you what I'm doing. Yes, I twit. Yes, and don't expect to find, don't expect to see tweets like, oh, I'm having a fight with so-and-so, or this cheese is the shit. Expect some real news.
Okay.
Yes. So with that, this has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show saying, Mahalo.